Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You may have seen that over the last decade, there's been a really significant increase in our society, particularly here in the United States, of people being more attuned to justice issues like human trafficking and slavery. I would say a large majority of people in our country didn't know that slavery still existed in our world about 15 years ago. But as the media started to pay more attention to it, and then especially as churches and church leaders started paying more attention to it, we've seen this big swell in the last decade. And people want to know what to do, but it's more than just a good cause. It's more than just a good idea. It comes from the heart of God, and it comes from the scriptures.
The subtitle of the book, The Justice Calling, is Where Passion Meets Perseverance. And I'm suspecting that you've probably, over the years, met lots of people that have passion, but maybe lack the perseverance, because this is a pretty long fight.
Absolutely. And sometimes you'll hear this term slacktivism kind of thrown around. And I have a little bit of an ambivalent, I don't think it's a fully negative term, because and it refers to social media activism and, liking a cause on Facebook or wearing a T-shirt or putting on a bracelet. And in one sense, it's a step forward. So if anyone takes any step to show that they care about issues of just deep human need in the world, I want to honor that step. But at the same time, sometimes it ends there. And often there's this amazing passion that comes, especially for issues like sex trafficking and slavery and just other forms of horrific violence. When people find out they're happening, when they see an actual name and face of someone who's being affected, there's this great passion that lights up, but it can often be like a firecracker. So it bursts and it's beautiful and staggering. It's just this great passion, like I just want to do something. But before you know it, it's gone and it's faded. And it's because the work is hard. And I think part of the long-term ability to pursue justice for people who are really in need is to know that there is joy in the journey when we do it with Jesus. It's not just us having good intentions and reacting to needs. That will have us burning out really quickly. But if we follow Jesus into the places where he's going, sometimes it'll be a lot more daunting than we ever thought we were signing up for, but we'll find a joy that we weren't expecting, and that gives perseverance and hope.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.